Blue Jays and the Indians at Rogers Center. Brian Goins enters Wednesday with one career walk-off hit. It came against the Indians. Just thought you'd like to know.
Payoff pitch to Bautista. Swung on, hammered to left. Forget about it. Down the line and gone. That was a two-iron down the left field line for Jose Bautista. And it's a three-run homer, and the Indians no longer lead. The set by Liriano, the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, line drive, base hit into right field. That'll score Lindor. Everybody else moves up a base, and the Indians take a 4-3 lead. And the 1-2 offering. A swing and a line drive, headed toward the gap in right center. It gets down and goes all the way to the wall. Kipnis scores, Encarnacion scores. Ramirez coming home, Guyer to third, throw, slide, tag, out at third. But the Indians get three home on the Guyer rip job to right center.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on and there's a high fly ball, deep right field, and it's gone. And with one swing, this game is tied at 7.
Winning run at third base. That's the only guy that counts, Ezekiel Carrera. Allen sets. Allen fires. Swung on, line to right. Base hit down the line. Game winner. Ryan Goins rips a two-out RBI single down the right field line. And the Blue Jays come all the way back and get one of their biggest wins of the season.
Second career walk-off hit for Ryan Goins. They both come against the Indians as Toronto wins a series against a team other than Tampa Bay for the first time this season. Terry Francona usually feels pretty good when he turns a four-run lead over to his lights-out bullpen, but Wednesday was simply one of those nights. The Indian skipper shares his thoughts on an 8-7 walk-off loss to the Blue Jays.
Felt like, you know, balls were cutting that he wasn't trying to cut. You know, he's scattering, especially his fastball. Because, you know, you get, you score three and they get two, but, and then we score five, or, you know, we score two and they score three. You score five and you're like, okay. And then, you know, both shutdown innings where we score, you want to hold them, and we couldn't, you know, and didn't want to get to the bullpen too quick. But, you know, it looked like it wasn't going to get better. So, you know, we get to Otero, and he throws the one pitch probably that Carrera, you know, the two-seamer that came back, you know, kind of right into a swing. And then when you're on the road, you know, you're always a pitch or a hit away from what happened.
Danny, in a lot of his outings, the bulk of the damage has come early. Have you seen a theme there?
I think a lot of it is just command. I mean, it's just, you know, when you're not throwing it where you want to, or if you're, you know, your deep counts, you know, you got a chance to maybe not just give up hits, but give up damage.
What can you tell us about Abe and John?
Abe strained his shoulder on the swing. He's day to day. You know, I don't think it's anything worse than that. Gomer just ate something before the game and, like, intestinal turmoil. You know, I just wasn't feeling very good.
Yanni, do you just think that is the youth of him being out there in the outfield?
You know, we knew that he's not the finished product, and, you know, it's hard during the game, but, you know, you just hope that, you know, the hope is, hey, get out there and work. As long as he works, you know, he'll get better. He's athletic. He'll get better. Just, you know, those things happen sometimes.
Were you trying to stay away from Lonnie today? I mean, you sent Michael in there.
No, not necessarily. But if we put Lonnie in, you know, we have no pinch hitter. We have nothing, you know. So figured if Michael went in there, he'd know he's going to play good defense. He actually swung the bat good. But then it gave us something where they couldn't just, you know, we had something on the bench.
What do you think of especially the first couple of bats Kipnis had?
They were tremendous. I mean, you know, he's one of the best I've ever seen in that situation where it's first and second. You know, you can bunt. You know, they bring the infield in. He squares around, but then he feels like he's in a position where he can do, and he took two good swings both times.
Cody was just a man in your mind tonight.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, this trip has been not quite, he's been fighting it all trip. And then part of it's, you know, you get into the point of the game where, you know, if you give up a hit, so it doesn't help. But, yeah, it was really, you could see he's really working for everything he got.
Kyler had the big hit off Leon when he came in there, but after that, the bullpen pretty much kept it in check. After you guys put up seven so quickly, to see the bullpen kind of turn the light up like that, how difficult is that?
Well, I mean, I don't think we were, wouldn't say I've been very excited about it, but, I mean, you know, when we lost two of our starters, it makes it a little easier to navigate through a batting order.
The Indians enjoy an off day Thursday before returning home to host the Twins on Friday.